This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. President Vladimir Putin has won a record post-Soviet landslide in Russia's election, cementing his grip on power. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
This unity will allow us to act effectively on the front line. In the economy, humanitarian development, achieving the goals of social development projects, he said. Although the win came with signs of dissent and criticism from the U.S., that it was neither free nor fair.
Putin, Vladimir Vladimirovich.
The chair of the Central Election Commission in Moscow said Putin won a record 88% of the vote. With a new six-year term cementing his grip on power, the former KGB officer is set to overtake Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin as Russia's longest-serving leader in more than 200 years.
North Korea fires a ballistic missile as South Korea hosts a democracy conference. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the sea on Monday for the first time in 2 months, at a time when U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Seoul to attend a conference hosted by President Yoon Suk-yeol on advancing democracy. South Korea's military said the missile was fired to the east of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's military has been conducting exercises using conventional weapons in recent weeks, often personally overseen by the isolated state's leader Kim Jong-un. The show of force by Pyongyang comes as the militaries of South Korea and the United States carried out large-scale annual joint military drills for 10 days ending last Thursday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
And Israel raids Gaza's largest hospital, saying it's targeting Hamas fighters. This is VOA News. Israeli forces have launched another raid on the Gaza Strip's largest hospital. VOA's Tommy McNeil now has more on that.
Without providing evidence, the army says Hamas militants had regrouped inside Shifa Hospital and that gunmen fired on its forces from inside the hospital. The Gaza Health Ministry says some 30,000 people are sheltering at Shifa, and people inside describe heavy gunfire and scenes of panic. The army last raided Shifa in November after claiming that Hamas maintained an elaborate command center within and beneath the facility. The military revealed a tunnel leading to a bunker, as well as weapons it said were found inside the hospital. The evidence fell short of the earlier claims, and critics accuse the army of recklessly endangering the lives of civilians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Guatemala says offices of its honorary consul in Haiti have been ransacked. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the chaos in Haiti.
As Haiti once again spirals into chaos with another wave of gang violence, a number of government and aid agencies have reported that their facilities and aid supplies have been looted. Gangs have raged through Haiti in recent weeks, attacking key institutions and shutting down the main international airport. The chaos has pushed many Haitians to the brink of famine and left many more in increasingly desperate conditions. On Saturday, UNICEF said one of its containers holding essential items for maternal, neonatal and child survival, including resuscitators, were looted in the capital's main port, which was breached by gangs last week. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And in other world news headlines, Cubans are staging rare protests over food and electricity shortages as the country has suffered long outages, leaving parts of the island without power for up to 14 hours a day. Millions of Iranians are traveling this week to be with their families for Nowruz, the Persian New Year, but painful economic troubles weigh on the festivities. Eight people, all women and children, are killed in reckless airstrikes by the Pakistan military in the border regions of Afghanistan. That's what the Taliban government's spokesman says. And a frenzied campaign to sever TikTok from its Chinese parent heads to the U.S. Senate. But experts say Beijing's position over any forced sale of the hugely popular app will be firm and clear. Hands off. For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com or follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.